Hello, everyone. This is a special episode of Upsize Your Leadership. Its purpose is to provide the latest update on court cases impacting your requirement to file the Beneficial Ownership Information Report. Since November, I've been bringing listeners up to date periodically as these cases progressed through the courts. I've promised to provide further information as new developments unfold. Today's special report describes the current state of affairs as of January 27th, 2025. For those of you who may be listening to this podcast for the first time, my name is Mike Armour, President of Strategic Leadership Development International, which I founded in Dallas 25 years ago. In 2024, a partner and I started another company called Compliance BOI. We created it to clarify, simplify, and streamline the filing process for the more than 30 million small businesses required to file the recently mandated Beneficial Ownership Information Report, or BOI. We therefore follow regulatory and judicial changes related to the report continually on almost a daily basis. Currently, the requirement to file the BOI or face devastating penalties is in abeyance while courts determine the constitutionality of the Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA. This is the act which authorized the BOI. Constitutional challenges to the law have been in various district courts for months. More recently, they have moved into federal appeals courts. And a week ago, the Supreme Court made its first foray into the matter. Even though the court issued a very straightforward decision, the result has been confusing to many, to say the least. I will fill you in on that and straighten things out for you in just a moment. So don't go away. I'll be right back.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Before I take up the implications of the Supreme Court's ruling last week, let me remind you of the backstory. I do so because I'm running into so many people who are confused or who have inaccurate information on the exact nature of the BOI filing requirement. I don't fault them. This entire situation has been so fluid and so fast-moving that I find it challenging myself to stay abreast of the latest developments. Here's the present set of circumstances. In the last 60 days, two different district courts in Texas have issued decisions halting enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act nationwide. The first court did so in the form of a Temporary Restraining Order, or TRO, issued on December 2, 2024. Its purpose was to allow time for courts to rule on the constitutionality of the CTA. Before I take up the second case, let me trace the history of the TRO. When it was imposed, the federal government appealed the order to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. That court initially revoked the order, then 3 days later reversed itself and reinstated the TRO. The federal government then appealed the reinstatement to the Supreme Court on January 9. The court's ruling on that appeal was issued 2 weeks later on January 23. The government prevailed in that ruling, and with only one dissenting vote, the Supreme Court lifted the temporary restraining order. Theoretically, that should have meant that the Beneficial Ownership Information Report was immediately enforceable. But this is where things get confusing. The government's appeal to the Supreme Court was on January 9. Only 2 days before that, a second district court imposed its own directive suspending enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act. This second court did not refer to its directive as a TRO, but its order had the same effect. It put a stay on further enforcement of the CTA. Now, keep in mind that this happened on January 7, and the government's appeal to the Supreme Court was on January 9. As a consequence, the government's Supreme Court appeal addressed only the TRO, not the stay ordered 2 days previously. This was not an oversight. In its January 9 filing with the Supreme Court, the government was appealing a decision of the Fifth Circuit. But at the time of the filing, the second court's stay had not been reviewed by the circuit court. In fact, no appeal of the second court's stay has yet made its way to the Fifth Circuit. For that reason alone, it could not be included in the government's January 9 petition to the Supreme Court. So, while the Supreme Court ruling lifted the nationwide TRO, the nationwide stay is still in effect. Thus, in spite of the Supreme Court's ruling, the government is not currently free to resume enforcement of the CTA. As best I can surmise, this is the first time that the Supreme Court has ever reversed a restraining order, but the reversal had no immediate practical effect. But that's where we are. So what's next? Obviously, the government must get the stay lifted before it can restart enforcement. Since the Supreme Court voted almost unanimously to lift the TRO, it's safe to assume that the court will do likewise with the stay, since the two are substantively one and the same. But even with the stay lifted, the CTA may not automatically go back into effect. During all of these court maneuvers, we passed the deadline for filing the BOI report. Before the BOI can be reinstated, the Treasury Department will need to establish an amended filing deadline. Otherwise, it is likely to trigger another round of lawsuits. Thus, a regulatory change is needed before enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act can resume. However, on January 20, President Trump issued an executive order putting a freeze on all new federal regulations for 60 days. Any regulations issued in that period must first be reviewed and approved by the Office of Management and Budget. The language of the executive order, which I'll not bore you with, seems to be broad enough that a change in the filing deadline would be subject to the order's provisions. Given the Trump administration's drive to reduce government regulations, there's no assurance that the Office of Management and Budget would give a quick review to an amendment of CTA regulations. For all practical purposes, therefore, we can pretty much assume that no matter what the courts choose to do, reimposition of the CTA could only occur in late March at the earliest. The government's position in all of its appeals has been that there is no need to suspend the filing requirement for the BOI report simply because its constitutionality is under review. The government is contending that even if the CTA is later found to be unconstitutional, business owners suffer no great harm by being asked to comply with the law in the meantime. At present, we have no sense of how the Supreme Court leans on this matter. They did not issue a lengthy rationale for their decision to lift the TRO. They merely published their decision along with one statement of dissent and the statement of one justice who concurred with the majority. We can surmise, however, that with only one dissenting vote on whether to lift the TRO, the court generally does not see a major concern with having the CTA in effect while its constitutionality is under review. Dependent on whether the stay is allowed to stand, the filing requirement for the BOI could be back in place by sometime in April. Meanwhile, The constitutional question will continue to make its way through the courts, and in reality, this entire matter will probably be in litigation for months to come. The Fifth District is poised to take up the constitutional arguments in the case that led to the TRO. Statements by both the plaintiffs and the government are scheduled for February 7, with oral arguments to follow on March 25. Once those arguments are heard, there is no fixed date by which the circuit court must render a decision. Regardless of that decision, it's a sure bet that the losing parties will appeal to the Supreme Court. Only two things might forestall that appeal. One is for Congress to act quickly to pass a bill, introduced this month in the House of Representatives, to revoke the CTA. But there is no indication that the Democrats would support this measure, so the odds of passage are slim, especially in the Senate, where bringing the bill to a vote would require support from at least 60 senators. A second possibility, which could forestall more months-long court battles, is for the Trump administration to find an alternative way to satisfy the objectives of the Corporate Transparency Act without raising the constitutional questions surrounding the Beneficial Ownership Information Report. But since that's merely a hypothetical possibility at present, let me assume that the courts will determine the future of the BOI report. In addition to the Fifth District, suits challenging the CTA have arisen in other appellate jurisdictions. There is no guarantee, of course, that the Supreme Court would take up any of these cases. However, because of the constitutional issues that these suits have raised, I'm confident that the Supreme Court will eventually weigh in. The question is, when? If it follows general precedents, the Supreme Court will hesitate to take up any of these cases until there are multiple rulings from appellate courts. This allows the court to consider the opinions of multiple circuit courts collectively. If the Supreme Court indeed follows precedent, the calendar begins to work against a resolution of the constitutional question in the current term of the Supreme Court. By the time that multiple circuit courts have rendered a ruling, it may be too late in the year to put an appeal on the Supreme Court's 2025 docket. Of necessity, an appeal could not be heard until 2026. So, let me summarize. The only thing legally standing in the way of restoring the BOI filing requirement is a stay issued by a court in the Eastern District of Texas. If that stay is lifted, companies will once more be compelled to comply with the Corporate Transparency Act. And, as I've said, enforcement could resume as early as April. Clearly, this special episode of Upsize Your Leadership will not be my final podcast related to this chain of developments. But you don't need to wait for one of my podcasts for the latest updates. Let me point you to a place where you can always learn about the latest court and government actions related to the BOI, explained in layman's terms. Earlier, I mentioned the company that we started in 2024 to simplify the filing process for the BOI. The homepage of the company website has a link to the latest news related to the CTA and the BOI. You will find this link near the top of the home page. It takes you to an update which I revise regularly as new developments occur. The website is www.compliancebOI.com. Let me repeat, www.compliancebOI.com. Because things are so fluid and the outcome so uncertain with the BOI, some people are opting to go ahead and file their BOI report even though they are not currently required to do so. They simply want to forego further distraction from the on-again, off-again nature of the entire matter. To accommodate people wanting to proceed, we are still providing our filing service through the ComplianceBOI.com website. And while the filing mandate is suspended, we are offering to file at a deeply discounted price. Again, you will find a link to this special pricing on the home page. The site also now has a new option for those who would like to protect a discounted filing fee should the CTA be reinstated. During the time that the stay is in place, we are offering a major discount to those who go on a wait list to file promptly if the law goes back into effect. You pay nothing and are under no obligation to be added to the wait list. But by signing up, you put yourself at the front of the queue should the BOI be reinstated. Since well over 20 million companies have not yet complied, reinstatement may lead to a major rush to file. To put yourself at the head of the line, sign up for this new service at www.ComplianceBOI.com/waitlist. If you would like a PDF copy of today's program, you can download it at upsizeyourleadership.com/episodes. Simply find the listing for this episode and click on the download scripts option. I hope that you found today's information helpful and that it clarified some questions for you. If so, share the podcast with others whose businesses are impacted by the CTA. And while you're at it, use the subscribe button on the podcast player to become a regular subscriber so that you don't risk missing a single future episode on this issue or our array of leadership and management topics. I look forward to visiting with you again soon. Until then, find some way every day to upsize your leadership.